We are joined on the stage by tonight's first star and the game-winning goal scorer in overtime, Brandon Lazowski. Two of them to get to 40. Was 40 something you had in the back of your mind at the start of this season?
Kind of, yeah. I guess every year you kind of want to beat your career highs in points, you know, assists, goals. And so, yeah, definitely was, you know, just play the right way and think good things happen. So, yeah, definitely it was a goal of mine to, you know, get past 38 from last year. So, yeah, glad I could do it tonight.
Tell me about the game-winning goal and even the tying goal before that, because there was some similarities there, were there not?
Yeah, I know. I guess it was kind of a big goal. I've been working on, like, a high tip with Molly or Siddle, too. So I'm glad one of those went in. And, yeah, the overtime goal, it's just kind of a turnover. And, yeah, just good play by Mintz and kind of get to me and just kind of finish it off like a shooting blocker. So,
were you a little concerned in the first period that, it's going to be one of these nights where a goaltender is going to give you a problem, because you got set up beautifully right on the doorstep by Vaughn? And I don't know, did that hit the post or did he make a save?
No, it was a great pass at the post, actually. And then, like, a couple seconds later, he had a chance there to hit his pad. And, yeah, he made some nice saves. And, yeah, I mean, a lot of goalies play well against us. You know, we're a team they always want to beat, so you're going to get a goalie's best game and a team's best game. And, yeah, I kind of thought it was going to be one of those nights where we had a lot of shots and not many goals to show for, but glad to get the win here.
Good. Adam?
Yeah, we've talked about your spot on the power play before, how it's probably the hardest spot of the five to play on the power play. Just how difficult is a stick angle on, like, stuff like that with the high tip and stuff, where if your sticks, like, it could go up in the netting or it could go on the ice? Just how hard is that?
Yeah, I guess it's 3 years being the bumper spot since, I guess, Crank and Robbie were on the other half wall. So it's been, yeah, just kind of working at my game on power play. You always want to take advantage on the power play, and, yeah, just kind of working on practice and kind of being in the right spots. Yeah, the bumper is obviously a position where it's support, and, you know, half full guys get pressure pretty hard, so the middle has to be kind of a way to get to the puck to the other side. And, yeah, I kind of work on the high tips a lot in practice, so glad it went over shoulder.
Yeah, how cool have the last couple games been here, and even the fan support all year? I mean, I don't know, the last time a Wednesday game had over 4,000 people here, and, I mean, we gave everyone free tickets for Saturday, which can be up over 10,000, I bet. So how exciting is that?
Yeah, the last, you know, four or five home games have been amazing, kind of playoff atmosphere. And, yeah, a Wednesday game with, you know, 4,000 people is a pretty good turnout. So, yeah, kind of go down the stretch. You're kind of want to play well for a fan, especially in a playoff run where we're excited about. And, yeah, we're excited for Friday. But, again, like, Saturday is going to be a playoff atmosphere.
You've equalized what you guys did last year. 48 wins, 101 points, two more games left to go to beat that, to get that Scotty Munro trophy, all that kind of thing. Brendan's talking about aim small, miss small. I guess that's sort of what you guys are wanting to do, but in the back of your minds, you know what's at stake here.
Yeah, we talked about it again today, like, what's in mind of getting a banner. But, yeah, like what he said, just worry about your next shift, think small, and don't worry about the future, because if you just worry about your next shift, what you're going to do in the next shift, put the past away and learn from it. Usually those games you're going to play well and win a game. So, yeah.
Good. Brandon, congratulations. Again, two goals.
Thank you.
First star. All the best moving forward. Brandon Lazowski of the Saskatoon Blades on our post-game show.